Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by the Renewable Fuels Association, Walmart Stores, Monsanto, and John Deere. They're all friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. President Barack Obama has promised change. Some of that change may prove to be good, and some perhaps not so good. However, one change that I hope he initiates will surely be positive. We need to establish full commercial and diplomatic relations with Cuba. 50 years ago, President Obama wasn't even born yet. And at that time, President Eisenhower imposed the first sanctions against Cuba. Throughout all these years, we have boycotted trade with Cuba. No tourism. We've had a radio station, Radio Marti, broadcasting our propaganda aimed at Cuba. And over that time frame, President Nixon went to China. And now we have full diplomatic relations with China. We helped bring China into the World Trade Organization. We fought a war with Vietnam, but now have an ambassador in that country, an impressive trading relationship. What is wrong with Cuba, only 90 miles from the coast of Florida? Do we think that by boycotting Cuba they would change and Fidel Castro would be overthrown? Well, that hasn't worked. Do we believe that communist Cuba is a major threat to the United States? I don't think so. Our refusal to establish relations with Cuba has all been politics. Over the years, the Cuban population of Florida has wanted to punish Castro, and that feeling is changing with the younger generation in Florida taking a more pragmatic view. We did open up some trade with Cuba in 2000 in food and ag products, close to $400 million worth of sales. However, in 2004, most of that was shut down again. The time has come to take a new look at Cuba. They need our rice and farm equipment. They're too close to continue to ignore them. And we're the only country in the world without reasonable relations with Cuba. And what does that say about us? I'll be going to Cuba in March with an agricultural delegation, and I'll report to you what I find. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.
In the rain, as we kiss goodbye.